this is concerning to me because it's becoming a popular misconception that voters should make decisions about medical decisions. The FDA has a process in place that keeps it safe through rigorous studies conducted for medications to be used for any of our health problems.
According to the Kentucky Health Issues poll, nearly 80% of people favor allowing marijuana use for medical purposes. Should lawmakers decide what's medically appropriate?
Well, I don't think it's the safest route if what we're looking for is good medical solutions to our problems. Voters aren't schooled as the FDA and other professionals in place are to keep us safe.
The FDA lists marijuana in the most restricted category of the Substance Abuse Act, which means it has no accepted medical use in the U.S. But several states, such as California, Colorado, have essentially legalized its medical use.
Yes, there are several states who have legalized it, but let's not forget there is a growing number of states, 5 currently, who have defeated this legislation.
So is there ever any real medical use for marijuana, or is this a smokescreen for something else, for lack of a better term?
Well, the FDA has determined that there is a good medical use for marijuana. Marinol has been taken from marijuana and is currently available in all 50 states as one of the safe medications for use.
How is Marinol used compared to marijuana?
Well, the route of administration is certainly safer when it comes to Marinol because it's in a pill form. When marijuana is smoked, it's even more dangerous than tobacco, which all of us agree is dangerous for our communities.
And why is it so much more dangerous?
Oh, it has more carcinogens than tobacco.
Some people might think of marijuana being part of medicine, like alcohol being part of cough syrup, for example, but it's really different when we're talking about medical use and recreational use, even though the numbers say that about 80% of people favor medical use of marijuana, but about the same number, 80%, don't favor recreational use.
Yes. In addition to people not favoring recreational use of marijuana, I think we need to be cautious for those who are in favor of medical use of marijuana because there still needs to be testing done to be sure how to regulate safe dosages in a way that meets the desired effect for people who are suffering. When you consider the poppy plant, it's proven to be medically valuable, and several medicines can be extracted from the plant. Nowhere have we decided that it's all right to have a voter initiative for heroin to be readily available. And heroin is from the poppy plant. So let's take time to look at what may be valuable from the marijuana plant and not just use it in its natural form, causing additional health consequences for people already suffering.
What's the next step in the debate in Kentucky?
For voters to be educated about compassionate care and what they're actually voting into place in their community that could wreak havoc for years to come.
You can find out how to get more information about the Northern Kentucky Health Issues poll on our website at WNKU.org under Regional News. Mary Francis, thank you for your insight.
Thank you.